Hadi.
Seni bir şey yapıp deyip. Okay.
We were done with that. Next slide. I am showing Brahmakund. From Brahmakund we will come.
Yes. Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, everyone. So we will begin with our prayer. So we are still at Govardhan. So let's seek the blessings of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Sri Nityananda, and all the devotees. That. So if you remember yesterday, the route map, day 7. So we have seen Kusum Sarovar, Uddhav Kund, Narad Kund, and then we were at Mansi Ganga. Then we saw Haridev Temple, Dhangati. So here there is Brahma Kund also, but in the map it's not mentioned. So from there we will continue today. I have three videos also, so we will see them. So after yesterday in Mansi Ganga, we have seen Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, then Haridev Temple. So now there is a Brahma Kund. So yes, I was a little bit confused yesterday. So today I checked. So the pastime is once when Krishna was playing in the afternoon, he will go to have lunch. They will come near Mansi Ganga and Brahma will be, you know, see, observing. Then Brahma thinks like, because Krishna has the exchange, he was sharing his food, then he is eating from the cowherd boy, so he will be looking at that. Like many times we have deities, but we have not seen our deities eating, right? But Krishna was directly giving his Mahaprasad to the Gopa boys. Then Brahma had a desire that he wanted to get that Mahaprasadam, but then he will be thinking, how will I get, how can I get Mahaprasad? Then he will come up with an idea. He will become a fish in this kund. And he was thinking, okay, when Krishna washes his hand after he eats, then I can, you know, get the Mahaprasadam of his, you know, finger, from the finger and hand. But Krishna knows everything, what is happening in our heart. So Krishna understands that. And what will he do? He will just take water with his left hand and he will try and he will wash it outside, not in the water. So that means that Krishna is saying us, if you want to get the mercy on Vrindavan, you cannot show that how smart you are, how knowledgeable you are, or how brilliant you are. You should get, get a lot of blessings from service, be in a humble mode, then only you can get the mercy. Otherwise, if you think you're knowledgeable and you can get anything and everything, that is not possible. That is the pastime at Brahma Kund. We saw Dhangati where Krishna connects the axis, and we saw that that is the neck of the peacock, Govardhan. Then as we walk, there is our ISKCON Bhaktivedanta Ashram and there is a small Pushpa Samadhi of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And as we go forward, these are all small villages that we see here. I don't know if there are in the map, let me. They are not mentioned in the map, Mataji. As we go, then there is this Parasauli village. So this is the place where Krishna would enjoy his spring rasa dance. And there is Chandra Sarovar. Krishna used to rest here. And we know that Mother Yash, small kids, sometimes they will say they want moon. And then we know how our mothers show in the mirror. So once Krishna gets very naughty and he was not eating his food, milk, then Yashoda Maya goes behind him saying, drink, drink, drink. If you drink, your shika will become very long. So drink. Then he drinks, but he will be holding his shika and he will be checking the size of the shika, but there is no change. So this time he will say, you tricked me always. So you should give me a moon. Then only I'm going to eat the food. Then she brings Krishna here. Then every ripple will be like shown like a moon. then there are a lot of moons, right? So she will say that, see, you have to eat, then only I will give you the moon. Then Krishna will eat the food, but again he is strict because that is not real moon, it's just the reflection of the moon. So that is Chandra Sarovar. And then here there is the Samadhi Mandir of Vaishnav poet Suradas. Then we will come to a place called Peta. Then here there is a temple of Chaturbhuja Narayan. That once when, you know, Krishna was there with the gopis, what will happen? He will leave the place and he will hide at the bushes to see how they will feel. Then the gopis were feeling so bad. They were feeling separated. At this time, what happens? He will have the four hands. You know, like Chaturbhuja means, Chatur means four, right? So he will show his that four-handed form, but as soon as Radharani comes, he was unable to maintain those four hands. And immediately two hands drop and he will just be with two hands. So that Chaturbhuja Narayana temple is here where showed his four hands. Jagannath. Then we come to Govindakund. It's a very beautiful place. See, from Govindakund, you can see Govardhan here. So you have a nice view of Govardhan, and there are beautiful pastimes here. Because there is less time, maybe we will quickly see. So Govindakund, after the Govardhan pastime, we know how, you know, Indra was, you know, Mataji, just give me 1 minute.
Hare Krishna Mataji, see, before Govindakund, we have Aniyor. Like when...
I have Aniyor slide.
You have? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I missed the slide then.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, see, it's here. Sorry.
Yeah.
So Aniyor is the place where the first ever Annakoot ceremony takes place. We know that Krishna suggests that we worship Govardhan, right? So all Brajavasis come here at this spot, and then we know how Krishna becomes big. There is little Krishna down, and then Krishna becomes big, like, you know, on the top of Govardhan. And, you know, Krishna will be saying like, see, did you ever see Indra coming and eating? You can see this. The Govardhan is eating our food. Then he was saying, Aniyor, give me more. And he was eating everything. At the last, there was nothing. And he was saying, Aniyor, give me more. And then they just give tulasi leaves. And Krishna feels satisfied. So that pastime happened here at Aniyor, the Annakoot ceremony, which took place. Then we come to Govindakund. So here what happened after Krishna... after the 7 days and seven nights holding Govardhan on the little finger, then we know Indra feels very, very upset that he did like this. So how can I offend the Supreme Lord? He was feeling so, you know, bad. Then he will come to Krishna to ask for forgiveness, but Krishna doesn't even look at him. Krishna was trying to teach him a lesson, humble him more. So Krishna doesn't even look at him. So he will not know what to do. Then Brahma suggests, he will say, Krishna likes cows, so go with the Surabhi. When you go with Mother Surabhi, then Krishna will forgive you. So he will go to Surabhi at like Surabhi Kund. Then he will request Surabhi. Then Mother Surabhi, Surabhi will come with Indra. Then she will say, please forgive him. She will request on behalf of Indra. Then Krishna was willing to forgive him. Then what will happen? Indra does wash the feet of Krishna with Akash Ganga, and then Mother Surabhi's milk. So basically that is Charanamrit. And this is how the Govindakund has formed. That the Charanamrit of Krishna's lotus feet being washed by Indra. Then what happened? He did actually aarti also here with nice golden plates and silver chamaras, like lots of nice. Those aarti plates are not like our aarti plates. So opulent aarti plates. The apsaras had come and they did nice aarti here. Then they put Krishna on a golden throne. After that, then all the demigods and Indra they were leaving. Then that was the time the cowherd boys come with cows looking for Krishna. Then they will see Krishna sitting on a golden throne, and then they'll make fun of him doing, you know, they were also trying to do and offer all the aarti to Krishna, singing their own songs. And then the demigods see that, they will think like, when we did aarti and it was so official, there was no exchanges. But see with this cowherd boys and the gopa boys, how sweet, you know, Krishna is happy with their offering. And then Nanda Maharaj will come. Nanda Maharaj will ask like, where did all this gold come? From where did all this come? Then Krishna says, no, they were just here. Then Nanda Maharaj says, oh, they were just here. Then Madhu Mangal starts saying that, Baba, like, you know, when this huge elephant came after the Govardhan pastime has happened, there was a huge elephant coming, and there was one person sitting. He had lots of eyes on his body. Everybody left seeing the elephant, but I was hiding in the bushes. Madhu Mangal says that. And he will say, yeah, then he was trying to talk to Krishna, and Krishna was very angry. And then he came with a big cow. I have never seen that kind of cow. And they did aarti and abhishek to Krishna. Then the elephant went off. So Madhu Mangal says that to Nanda Maharaj. So that pastime took here. And there was one more thing, like Madhavendra Puri. What happens when he comes? We know Madhavendra Puri's famous Kirchor Gopinath story, right? So when he was doing Vrindavan Parikrama, he used to do it very... He wanted to be by himself, just absorbed. He was not coming with anybody. When he came, he came to this place and he was resting. He wouldn't even ask for anything like food. He was not asking anybody. If somebody gives him, he would drink. So he was, that day he didn't eat anything. So a small boy comes and he will give a small buttermilk, drink buttermilk. Then he will say, who are you? Madhavendra Puri asks him. Then this little boy will say, no, this is my village. So I don't like if anybody is hungry. Some ladies here said that you are hungry, so I got this buttermilk for you. And next day Madhavendra Puri will be looking for this small boy, thinking like, I have to return the pot. But that night he will come in the dream and reveal that I am none other than Krishna. What happened when the Mughals have attacked the Gopal form, the Gopal deity? I am just under the bushes here, under the ground here, that I was hiding there when the Mughals attacked. So please bring me out. I'm feeling very hot and I'm feeling hungry. So please bring me out and worship. So next day with the Vrajavasis, Madhavendra Puri will, you know, excavate. They will dig and they will find the Gopal deity. And for that Gopal Diti only, Gopal Diti said that he's very hot. So he will go to Malaya Hills to bring the cold sandalwood. So that is the other pastime on the way where Kirchor Gopinath has happened, where he stole the kheer, condensed milk for Madhavendra Puri. Lord Gopinath stole. So that was the pastime here, Madhavendra Puri's pastime. And then this is beautiful Surabhi Kund. Where Indra goes to Surabhi to get requesting her to come. So this is the Surabhi Kund, and actually this is a very, very quiet place, very beautiful. All the bird sounds and nicely resonating. This is a very peaceful, and actually it is said that in Govinda Kund, if you take bath, you will get the prema of Govinda. So we know Govinda, so we'll get the pure bhakti, pure prema of Govinda here. And Surabhi Kund, actually it is said that if at all we did any offenses or any mistakes, if we can go there, sit and, you know, play ardently for forgiveness, we will be forgiven for our offenses. If you have a deep pain of any offense that we have did, we can go there and ask for forgiveness. And then comes a very beautiful pastime. This is Poonchri ka Lauta Baba. So what happens here is, so one day that there was one cowherd boy. So he sees Krishna going with Akrura, when Akrura comes to take him. So he will be asking like, Krishna, where are you going? I'm making prasadam for you. Today is my turn to bring lunch. Then Krishna said, I'm just coming. Then he will say, okay, if I don't, then this Lota Baba will say, I am waiting. I'm waiting for you. Then Krishna says, no, no, if I might come, if not today, I might come tomorrow. If not tomorrow, maybe I will come day after tomorrow. So Lota Baba has been waiting for Krishna. And I think Krishna came after 110 years. But if you go there, they say the pastime saying that Lota Baba is actually waiting even till date, since 5,000 years. But if you see Lota Baba, he's all very healthy. He doesn't look thin and weak because he has the faith that Krishna is coming. The faith is his nourishment. That's why he doesn't look weak. See, he looks like very chubby.
Let me see.
Yeah, so that is the thing. It's a beautiful place also. Very nice temple. Small temple, but very beautiful place. On the way, like lots of monkeys like lined up like in a line. We can see that, and actually he said that they say that he is an incarnation of Hanuman. Hanuman came like Lota Baba, because when Govardhan was feeling bad that Govardhan could not get the opportunity to serve Lord Ram when he was building that bridge, then when Lord Ram assures that he's going to come in the next yuga and he will be like having more association with Govardhan, Lord Hanuman stayed back on Govardhan to console Govardhan. So like he came as Lota Baba. That is an other version, other pastime. So that is here. And then this is Apsara Kund, and we have Naval Kund. So Apsara Kund is the place where there are actually 24 gods. Krishna showed the 24 incarnations to gopis here at this Apsara Kund, and there are 24 gods of 24 incarnations around this Apsara Kund. And the gopis look more beautiful than Apsaras when they were dancing here. That's why it's called Apsara Kund.
Hey, we saw
it
in a video.
Yeah, and then there is Naval Kund. Actually, it is said that when the gopis and like they were doing dance, they melt. The gopis melted in Apsara Kund, but Krishna melted in Naval Kund. Then Naval Kund is actually it's like the tail of Govardhan. Naval Kund is there, and then there is Kadamba one. So there are a lot of Kadamba trees, and there is Raghav Pandit's small cave here. He was an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there is Yatipura. Yati means sannyasi, great sannyasi. So that was Madhavendra Puri. So it is called Yatipura because he spent time there. And then there is Mukharavinda. So near Mansi Ganga only, we will see in the video, close to Mansi Ganga, there is this Mukharavinda temple, that is the mouth of Govardhan. Constantly, like it's very crowded actually. Constantly, they feed milk, they take in buckets of milk or some take in cups and they offer milk. And in the evening, they decorate very nicely with cloths and flower, with cloth and flower. So this is that if I show the video, you will understand how busy this place is. Lots of people are there always. I have been to this place very recently. So this is Mukharavinda temple. And then there is Sakhistali. So Sakhistali is the place where Chandravali used to live with her husband, Govardhana Malla. So, Mataji? I think Mataji had to leave. So I will stop sharing here. Thank you all so much. Please add anything, or if there are any corrections, please let me know. Thank you. And I will share the videos. If you all have some time, there's just 5 minutes.
Yeah, Mataji. Share it, Mataji.
Videos?
So this is Govinda Kund. I will be little bit forwarding.
Hare Krishna. Shri Giridhar Govardhan ki.
There is no sound.
We can't hear.
No, there is no sound.
Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Aur Vaishnava.
You can hear?
Yes, we can hear.
But why I am not hearing then sound?
Kripa se kar rahi hain. Iska naam hai Govind Kund. क्यों रुकवाई को जब भगवान ने देखा प्रसाद बना रहे हैं उनका यज्ञ करने जा रहे हैं नंद बाबा चले तो फिर ये बीच में इंद्र कौन आ गया कौन है अरे गिरिराज गोवर्धन हमारे भगवान के स्वरूपी हैं और आज गिरिराज बन गए हमारे ठाकुर जी सारा प्रसाद उठा के सारे ब्रजवासी मुखारविंद पे आए उनको कृष्ण पूजा कर रहे हैं कृष्ण की ही पूजा में प्रकट हो गए और कृष्ण ने कहा कि ये हम प्रसाद लाए हैं खाइए छकड़ों में ढेर सारे प्रसाद खाने की चीजें लिए कुछ छोड़ा नहीं और ऊपर से और मांग रहा है हम कहां से दें तब भगवान ने कहा भगवान मतलब श्री कृष्ण ने ये लीजिए तुलसी दल इससे संतुष्ट होइए ये लीजिए मानसी गंगा जल इससे संतुष्ट होइए ओह तुलसी लेके मानसी गंगा का जल पी के बोलते हैं तृप्तो अस्मिन मैं तृप्त हुआ अब जब पूजा छूट गई उसके नीचे आ गए गोप गोपियां भी आ गई राधा रानी भी आ गई गोपियां भी आ गई 7 दिन तक बड़ा सुंदर जो डूबा के नहीं एक जने ने तो कहा कि कुछ तो दिख नहीं रहा वहां पे दूसरा जना कहा जी सारा ब्रज ठीक ठाक है एक पर... तब उनको ब्रह्मा जी ने कहा कि तुम सुरभि हाथी ने पानी लिया और कृष्ण का यहाँ अभिषेक किया और इंद्र ने कृष्ण का नाम कहा कि आप तो गाय गोप ग्वालों के आनंद देने वाले इसलिए आपका नाम गोविंद इंद्र ने उनका नाम गोविंद दिया और यहाँ उनका अभिषेक किया इसलिए इस स्थान का नाम पड़ गया गोविंद गोविंद है और हरे कृष्णा
माताजी आई विल आई विल शेयर वन मोर ऑफ द लोटा बाबा
श्योर माता
लोटा बाबा
नो आई विल शेयर फर्स्ट मुखारविंद ओके So they're selling milk so that we can offer to the temple. They're selling outside. See Lord milk. These are all the cloth that is offered to See, they're taking in big containers. Ouch! This is cutting. They're all mouth of Govardhan.
Oh, what is happening?
for giving him because of Brahma also. There is a difference, like other sampradaya considers the other place here Radha Kund as the house of God. They are offering cloth garment. When you go, please visit this. I know some of you all must have gone there. Mataji, last one. That Lota Baba also I will show. Is that okay?
Yes, Mataji.
Get la pota
gara. That to just move that thing. Move it. Like, press this and then move it. The green one, not the, yeah. I told you to press the green.
I'll show you. Kottala, Mataji. Oh, yeah. I think this is, this one.
आपका शुभ नाम क्या था?
मेरा शुभ नाम विकास
नाम। तो इस पूछने के लोटा क्या महत्ता है?
See Lota Baba दी थी there here.
It's not Lota. Oh, now I can see it.
So we will pray to him saying that we should also get that much faith on Krishna.
अच्छा
Like he had that much faith and he has been waiting and waiting and waiting.
That's
the deity of
Is that a fossil of Puchiri
Kalota, Baba? Hi. So, thank you, Mataji. I think...
Thank
you all so much for there are so many other very very senior devotees who are doing Vraj Mandal, but you're all patiently encouraging me sitting here. Thank you so much. And actually when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he had the darshan of Govardhan when he came to Kusum Sarovar, but now it is not there. We know that curse, right? So Govardhan is reducing in size. We are all very fortunate that we are born in a time and era where we can see Govardhan, and at least we know we are into Krishna consciousness. We have people to guide us, tell us. So we should not misuse this opportunity. Those who all went, please keep going, and please remember these places of Govardhan. And those who didn't go, please take some time next time when you go to India, plan and please go. And let us all, you know, pray sincerely to all the places that we have visited today, that we will also get some Krishna Bhakti. And tomorrow we will see Radha Kund and places around Radha Kund. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.